Hey everybody, I'd like to open up today's show with a question. Who are you grateful for? Tell us by taking part in the hashtag GratefulGram challenge. What's that? It's simple. Before you post your next selfie on social media, put up a photo of someone you feel grateful for instead. Tell why you feel thankful and hashtag your post GratefulGram. That's all one word, no spaces. Publish it on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, and tag a couple of friends to tell them to get involved too. Our founder, Frank Blake, kicked off the campaign just last week, and already we're hearing from lots of you. Come join the celebration of good at hashtag GratefulGram today. Now, what about the violin drew you to the instrument, Jaden?
The way how peaceful it sounds, the way the strings are, and, you know, it's very pretty. It's a pretty instrument, and it sounds nice.
How did it feel the first time that you got to play the instrument?
I was very nervous about it because I had never played it before. It was kind of like getting like a million birthday presents on your birthday.
You're listening to Jaden Moore. He's an 11-year-old student in Baltimore's public school system. He's also a talented young musician. The song you hear in the background is his rendition of O Come Little Children, a German Christmas carol that dates back to the early 1800s.
I really like the song because there's something about it that's really calming and really cool. I like the bow movements and the, you know, notes that the sheet music is written, and the way it's written is, it's a very beautiful song.
In today's show, you're going to hear how Jaden and thousands of other students in Baltimore's public school system came to love and perform classical music. It's through a program called ORCIDS, which is breaking down barriers, opening up minds, and introducing kids to incredible music and incredible opportunities. This is Crazy Good Turns. We tell inspiring stories about people who do amazing things for others. I'm your host, Brian Sabin. ORCIDS is the brainchild of Baltimore Symphony Orchestra director Marin Alsop. And long before she launched the program, she had obstacles of her own to overcome. Alsop is the first woman ever to be named music director of a major American orchestra.
I don't think the hardships or the barriers that I've encountered are really comparable to what some of the ORCIDS have to deal with. I didn't grow up in a violent environment. I didn't grow up being fearful. I didn't grow up without enough money to afford, you know, the kind of education that I think every child should have. So I couldn't really equate my upbringing with some of these young people who I admire so much. But I think we share tenacity. And I don't think that anyone is ever going to go tell an ORCID, you can't do that, because they're going to say, oh, yes, I can. And maybe that's my sort of basic nature also. And I say to them, you know, right on. That's the right attitude to have in life. Nobody should ever tell you that you can't do something.
Alsop took over as director of the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra in 2007. She was struck by how the crowds at her performances did not reflect the city that surrounded them.
Coming to Baltimore and seeing the community here in Baltimore, which is predominantly in the city, predominantly African-American, and then looking at our orchestra on stage, which is overwhelmingly white, you know, there's such a disconnect between what was going on stage and the diversity of the community. And why is that? Well, of course, because kids don't have the same opportunities.
So Alsop set out to change that. She wanted to launch a program that got more people from more backgrounds involved with the symphony, especially kids. But she wasn't sure how to go about doing it. Funding is an issue for the Baltimore Symphony, as it is for many orchestras across the U.S. But then, Alsop received a MacArthur Genius Grant, which enabled her to put up $100,000 of her own money to help launch the ORCIDS program.
I had this incredible surprise phone call from the MacArthur Foundation. And it was money that I never expected to get, so I thought, what better way to use some of the money than to help start this program? I don't think I've ever made a better investment.
ORCID started with 30 students in a single classroom. The program did not receive a warm reception at first. Here's how ORCID's Director of Operations, Nick Skinner, describes it.
I mean, this is a neighborhood that struggles with crime. I remember going into the building daily, and there was drugs sold literally on the front steps of the school across the street. And for really the first 6 months, they actually thought we were undercover police.
During that first year, the program focused on teaching the fundamentals. Kids spent 3 days each week, from Tuesday through Thursday, learning music theory after school.
The first year was basically what we called the foundation of the program was based on a class called the exploratory class. And what was so great about this class is that they got to spend a third of the year on violin studying the string family, a third of the year on the trumpet studying the brass family, and a third of the year on the recorder studying the woodwind family. So the idea is that they're learning the characteristics of each of these instruments and instrument families so they can have just a deeper understanding and knowledge of what they actually may want to play at the end of the first year. So the idea is that you go through the first year, you kind of do this exploration, and then at the start of the second year, that's when you actually get the choice, the option of picking your instrument.
During that first year, the program focused on teaching the fundamentals. Kids spent 3 days each week, from Tuesday through Thursday, learning music theory after school. The students didn't get to start playing instruments until year number two. The program really began to build momentum from there.
When we actually brought the instruments to the building, this was actually an amazing day. From the beginning of the program, we talked about, oh, the instruments are coming, the instruments are coming. And the kids were, of course, very excited about this. You know, these instruments that we've never seen, we've never held, we never had a chance to play, and they're going to be coming, and we're going to get to play them. They immediately had a connection to them. You could see a student, I remember this one student, Tyrone, picked up a double bass, and you could just see immediately, this is his instrument. He looked at it, and you could see that connection.
Just as an ensemble can start quietly and then grow in volume until it fills the air with music, the ORCID's program stretched outward into the community. More parents began taking notice, and more kids wanted to get involved.
The parents didn't know what we were doing. The children loved it, but kind of breaking down that barrier so that the parents could see that this is actually something unique, this is something special. And that took time. A lot of times I remember actually having to kind of fool the parents into coming up to the room so they could see their child playing the little tiny violins. And then all of a sudden, they could stay. You know, they didn't have to leave anymore. They saw what the child was doing and how important it was. And how also you could see the parent and how proud they were that their child was doing something like that and playing the violin and being successful.
That sense of pride and achievement is in many ways what the program is all about. ORCID's has grown tremendously over the past decade. Today, it serves more than 1,300 students at 8 schools across Baltimore. In addition to the after-school program, there are summer camps and workshops the kids can attend.
We're also creating a lot of opportunities for our students to go to outside summer programming, is what we're calling it. And this is really creating the opportunity for them to travel all over the United States to various summer camps. This summer, in particular, we have students going to Michigan, Maine, New York, Indiana, and California. And not only is it about the music, of course, but it's about the social aspect of traveling. And a lot of these students, it's their first time on a plane and getting away from home and being away from their parents for several weeks. And then going there and kind of having that time to meet new friends and being in a different environment. So I think that's a very important element that we're really starting to incorporate more and more into our program.
Some former ORCID's now attend schools dedicated to music or the arts. But the point was never to be a pipeline into musical careers. Instead, ORCID's is a stepping stone to something even greater.
I think for kids, this idea of playing classical music was so foreign and so out of the realm of everyday experience for them that their achievements in this sort of set the ground for them to feel, well, if I could do that, I can do anything. You know, this was so off the map for me. And here I am playing the violin, you know, at the Library of Congress. I mean, this was not something I dreamed about. It's not something I even ever crossed my mind. And yet here I am. Why shouldn't I become the greatest research scientist or whatever it is? I think that that's very empowering to be able to do something that's so unexpected.
To make rhymes.
Dancing to the greatness.
Para mejoría.
Happy
people. Música, música. Press, press, press.
The Orchids have racked up some perhaps unexpected, but definitely impressive, experiences along the way. They've played at more than 250 live events, including the performance at the Library of Congress that Alsop mentioned. The program also received recognition from the President's Committee on the Arts and the Humanities in 2013. As the program has grown, so have the costs associated with it. Baltimore's orchestra spends more than $1 million every year on Orchids. But Alsop says the program only intends on growing. Her goal is to reach 5,000 kids in 5 years and 10,000 in the next 10.
My dream would be to be able to touch and inspire and influence every single kid in the public school system here in Baltimore. And that when people in the future turn on the nightly news, maybe they see an orchestra of kids making great art, beauty together, instead of reading about violence and terrible, terrible things, because Baltimore is a great place.
Alsop says the greatest part of her work with Orchids is watching the confidence the children develop.
I think my favorite memory is playing, and I joined them for an encore after we had a solo percussionist, Colin Curry, he was playing, and he wanted to do an encore with the Orchids. And so I only could rehearse it once because of my schedule. And I was playing the claves, you know, those little sticks that you hit together. It's just not a complicated thing. But the rhythms were so complex that I was having trouble figuring it out. And there must have been a 10-year-old playing, standing next to me, and she was like, look, this is right before the concert, she's like, look, don't play until I play. I will show you every time you're supposed to play. I think I will never forget that, because I was so proud of them, and I was really awed by their expertise, and I was also humbled by my inability to figure out what they were doing. And really, that says it all. I think these kids have come so far and are so beautiful, each one of them. I'm very proud of them.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. Go to crazygoodturns.org to learn more about the Orchids program and the people behind it. We'll also have a link where you can donate. You can submit your ideas for people or organizations we should feature on an upcoming episode by emailing us at hello@crazygoodturns.org. Stay connected with us between shows by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at @crazygoodturns. And don't forget to send your gratefulgram our way. Our show is audio engineered by Stephen Key. Music supervision and mixing by Score Score in Los Angeles. A special thanks to Megan Hanlon. And I'm your host, Brian Sabin.
When I was at the program recently, and someone was asking the kids, well, who wants to be a conductor? And one of the girls said, well, you know, if Marin Alsop can do it, can't be that hard. I think that was so great, because that's what I want them to feel. Nothing's that hard. I can do anything I want to do.